Here we go. Cliff Kingsbury just spoke to the media. OTA is going on in the bubble. It is super cramped out there because the bubble's also kind of the locker rooms right now, and the locker room's being redone. Jaden Daniels is on the field. His arms look a little bigger. I don't know that he looks much bigger. Cliff Kingsbury talked about that at length, but I think for most people, the news of the day, and I'm going to open the phone lines up, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Biggest piece of news is folks are wondering, would Terry McLaurin be here? He is not. I think it's vitally important to say these are optional. These are voluntary. And I know I actually checked in because I kind of had a feeling this would happen today. I checked in with some folks last night that he's been here for pretty much everything. And if you follow the Commanders' social media accounts, they've posted pictures of them with pretty much everything. So I don't think we need to draw a huge concern here. Terry, we all know, has a contract situation. He's going into the last year of his deal with no guaranteed money. He's not going to play on that deal. Adam Peters has said our plan is to make Terry a Commander a long time. I think they'll get a deal done. I think today is normal football business. I repeat again, normal football business. I don't think this is cause for great concern. I think if folks want to flip out, they can. But Terry's been here throughout most of camp. Most of OTAs, the team's been putting photos of him up. I'll open the phones because I guess there are people that are torn on paying Terry. I think that's a little nuts. The people that get caught up in what the dollar amount is, I don't get. Like, that's just what the costs are. The cap goes up every year. The NFL makes a lot of money, so they're able to pay these guys a lot of money. But the news today is Terry McLaurin not at OTAs. Now, a couple of years back when Terry was going through a contract situation, I do think he missed a little bit of the voluntary time then. Also, I think people got to keep this in mind. He might just not want to be here because he doesn't want to have to answer questions from the media. Like, he was here yesterday. They posted a picture of him yesterday. But if he was here today, we might get to talk to him. He doesn't want to deal with that. And Dan Quinn's going to address the media later this afternoon. I bet DQ is going to give the biggest non-answer on this ever. I will let everybody chime in, 800-636-1067. But I implore people to understand this is just normal football business. And Terry's been in attendance at almost every other situation. Landfill, is that a fair reaction? Am I presenting that fairly?
I think it's, you know, a couple of key points. It's voluntary, and obviously there's like a contract situation that needs to get worked out. I'm pretty confident it will. It would be like a massive own goal to not have Terry McLaurin on the field at the start of the season. I think that the people that run the team know that. And I think Terry wants to be here. I don't think there's any, you know, if the guy was going to leave, he had opportunities to leave earlier if he didn't want to be here. So I fully expect that he does want to, and they'll get something worked out.
Level heads. Listen to us. Level heads prevailing. I think this is normal football business. I don't think it's worth flipping out.
Like, the guy finally got a good quarterback and a reasonable head coach and an offensive coordinator knows what he's doing. He's sticking around.
Now, one guy I'm fascinated to see is Laremy Tunsil. Laremy Tunsil did not do much of the voluntary stuff when he was in Houston. I had somebody from Houston text me this morning, let me know if Laramie's there. I also don't know that Marshawn Lattimore is here. Some of this may be approved. Maybe they have a high school graduation to go to, or, you know, they their mom is sick. Like, people will run and jump to conclusions on this, but I think the Tunsil one is not a huge surprise. He is kind of known in Houston, at least, to not do the voluntary stuff. So I'm not surprised by his absence today. How does that hit you? They just traded for him.
Hunsell?
Yeah.
I don't feel as great about that one. I mean, just because it's a new team, I'd like to see the guy out there. I feel like, you know, being blocking pass rushers is pretty similar from, like, offensive scheme to offensive scheme, although I'm by no means an expert. So I don't really worry about him being ready for week one, but I would still like to see him out there.
Yeah, I mean, there's no pads. There's no nothing. Like, there's no real work that happens here. But they did just trade for him, you know. You wouldn't mind if he was there. This one doesn't surprise me at all. I'm surprised that my boy from Houston hasn't texted me. It also looks like Marshon Lattimore is not there. I think that's the one that's going to bother fans the most. Lattimore was here, didn't play very well, coming back from the knee injury. It's all voluntary, but hit me up, 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. It appears Terry McLaurin, Laremy Tunsil, and Marshon Lattimore aren't at Commanders OTAs. This is the first session open to the media. Doesn't mean that these guys maybe haven't been here at other sessions. We don't know that, right? But Lattimore, they traded for last year. He was hurt when he got on the field. Did not play that well. Probably still trying to gut through the injury. Not here. Tunsil, they just traded for, has a reputation for not attending voluntary workouts. And true to that reputation, he's not here today. And then you've got Terry McLaurin, who has a reputation of doing everything the exact right way, and he is not here. I think if I had to guess with Terry, he doesn't want to deal with the questions more so than being on the field, because if you follow the Commander's social media, McLaurin's been all over the place for a while. I think if folks want to call in, they can. Landfill, I can't tell if the call sheet is updating, so just let me know. Folks on Twitter are going to have a field day with this stuff. I think the Lattimore and the Tunsil things will have more of a reaction. Now, it is voluntary. It's incredibly important to point that out. You wonder if you'd like to have a more immediate presence, but pro sports, man, when you've been doing it as long as Laremy Tunsil, I don't think their interpretation of this stuff versus fans and analysts' interpretation are the same thing. Tunsil's been in, he's played 9 years, 125 games, a five-time Pro Bowler. Honestly, he might not be the exact same level, but I think of Laremy Tunsil kind of on that Trent Williams level. And if you go back in time to when Trent was here, he often missed a lot of this voluntary stuff. I don't think it's that much of a surprise. I do wonder the Lattimore one, though. The other thing with this is both Lattimore and Tunsil are in the last year of their contracts, and I don't think Marshon has any guaranteed money. I'm double-checking that. Oh, he has a little bit. He has $2 million in guarantees. But they could have a big old cap savings if they were to release him. I don't think that's the plan at all, but maybe he wants more guarantees. I wouldn't think that Marshon has the biggest situation to stand up and say, oh, you got to pay me. What we saw on the field at the end of last year would not inspire that to me. I don't know. You guys could chime in. 800-636-1067. It appears Terry McLaurin, Laremy Tunsil, and Marshon Lattimore are not at OTAs. Let's get to the hotlines here. Jim is in Manassas. Jim, how you feeling about the missing OTAs?
B. McSpindley, Aquarium Boys, how y'all doing today?
We're good, buddy.
Yeah, Terry, giant nothing burger. I don't want fans, media, anybody trying to make a big deal out of this. He did this in 2022, even get some mandatory practices to get paid. Not concerned about Terry at all. Tunsil, I guess he skipped voluntary in Houston, and he's still been a perennial Pro Bowler. I'm not too concerned about him. Lattimore is the concern, and I agree with all of you on that. He showed us not much last year to be heavily inspired by, so it'd be good if he would show up. But I guess VMAX says it all the time. It's only voluntary. If he starts showing no showing mandatory, I'd be a little more concerned. But I guess that's all I got to say on the next segment, Cole.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks for the call. Good call, Jim. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. I think the Lattimore thing, if it's just as simple as he's out of town or he's training down in Miami or whatever that is, I don't think there's a concern there. If the possibility exists he wants more guaranteed money on that deal, I think that's headed for conversation at some point. I just don't see how you could throw more guarantees. Like, Tunsil has $10 million in guaranteed money. You're not making any moves there. They just traded for that dude. And he might want a new deal. Maybe they'll talk about a new deal. But Tunsil, like, that is just – this is a guy that's been in the NFL and made 5 Pro Bowls, and he doesn't come to voluntary stuff. That's how I read it. And if you want to have, like, a simplistic viewpoint on – in what should and shouldn't happen, that's fine. But this is life in the big city, man. This is just how people operate. And I think, I don't know. I think fans are going to be mad about the Lattimore thing. That's my gut. Lattimore not here. We'll see how it goes. I did want to talk about Kingsbury, but now we've got all this news kind of coming down. I loved Kingsbury's comments about he's not worried about coaches getting mad at him on the sideline. And I think – or I'm sorry, about players getting mad at him on the sideline. And I think that is 1,000,000% the right attitude. Like, so what? That guy gets mad because he wants the football? I'd rather have more people wanting the football than not. It's good to want the football. Worth pointing out, too, a veteran with a – big track record, Deebo Samuel, is here today. I mean, the Commanders posted a picture of Deebo with Terry McLaurin yesterday. So I think Terry's in town. I think he's just kind of not attending the session with the media, both because it makes the conversation pretty clear to fans that there's not a new deal done, and because he probably doesn't feel like talking with the media until he gets a new deal done. Tunsil is not a surprise. If anything, I think it's kind of expected. Lattimore's curious, and I saw, I think it was Dre from the Hogs Haven podcast guys, asking if he has seen Lattimore in photos that the team posts. It's not worth, like, you can't determine that somebody hasn't been there because they haven't been in a picture that the team has posted. Like, it's possible they didn't take a photo of everybody. It's not like an identification contest. But it is telling just about everybody over the course of a long OTA session gets their picture taken or posted on Instagram or Twitter or something. And if folks haven't seen that, I don't know that that's the case, but it'll be worth watching. We got plenty more to get through. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. Marshawn Lattimore, not at OTAs. What do you make of it? Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.